With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. It shouldn't come as a surprise that writer Tony Hillerman is attracted to Indians. He was born in 1925 in Sacred Heart, Oklahoma, population 60.
Went to an Indian school, grew up not knowing I was any different from an Indian.
Injured by a grenade in World War II, Tony Hillerman was back home to recover when he blundered into an Indian curing ceremony and remained intrigued by Indians to this day.
I've got a lot of Navajo friends, and I've read everything I can find about Navajos, which is a volume. By now they know me on the reservation, and they know my interest is respectful.
His fictional heroes, Navajo tribal policeman Joe Leaphorn and Jim Chi, are back in Tony Hillerman's latest book, Talking God. Leaphorn, cynical and pragmatic, appeared in Hillerman's first three novels. Then Hillerman came up with a younger hero, Officer Jim Chi, a part-time medicine man.
I was going to revert Leaphorn back, make him young, but it didn't work. He'd already taken on a personality in my mind, and I couldn't make it go, and so I started me a young fella. I had a second complication. I lost the television rights to Leaphorn. So I was motivated by greed as well as art.
Tony Hillerman, who lives in Albuquerque, says the Navajos are among his biggest fans.
The tribe, in fact, gave me a plaque last year declaring me to be a special friend of the Navajo for my accurate and sensitive depiction of the traditional Navajo culture.
Tony Hillerman's newest Navajo thriller, Talking God, deals with ancient Indian bones, the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History, and murder. Published by Harper & Row. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Edgar Award-winning mystery writer Tony Hillerman sets his stories in the Four Corners area of New Mexico, Arizona, Utah, and Colorado, where 108 Navajo police officers cover a territory as big as New England.
You can go out there, and I have, and spend a day and not see anybody. It's empty, empty, empty. It's dry country, a lot of it, and where there's not water, there's no people. And, you know, most of the Navajos, a lot of them haul water, some for miles.
Tony Hillerman's latest thriller is Talking God. In it, his fictional heroes, tribal police officers Jim Chi and Joe Leaphorn, conduct a murder investigation involving ancient Indian bones that takes them to the Smithsonian in Washington. Many years ago, Tony Hillerman, a longtime newspaper man in New Mexico, stumbled onto an interesting story.
I covered a case involving an Apache tribal policeman who'd killed shot to death by some people he caught stealing gasoline. And before he died, he'd shot one of them. And the circumstances stuck in my mind, and I thought, when the time comes that I'm going to write a novel, I'm going to use an Apache tribal policeman.
When the time did come, Tony Hillerman decided to write about Navajos instead of Apaches. Hillerman says his newspaper background was great training for becoming a mystery writer.
I need a character, right? I need a kind of guy that you'll believe would casually kill somebody. I remember covering an execution in a gas chamber. I remember talking to the guy. I remember what he told me, and there he is.
Harper & Row published Tony Hillerman's latest Navajo novel, Talking God. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.